Good afternoon. You are listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. And as always, we are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. My name is Madeline Taylor. So Shoes on a Wire brings you music, commentary, and news by women and LGBTQ folks from the wilds of Vancouver, BC. And today, I want to start things off with a reflection on how I start every show, which is with a territory acknowledgement to the Musqueam people. So we do this for a few different reasons at CITR, but largely it's to stand in solidarity with acknowledging that we exist on stolen land and that through that existence, we are all uninvited guests. It's something that we believe is important to acknowledge and remind everyone of on a daily basis, but not to do it in a way that is empty, that is meaningless. So today I want to take some extra time to talk about what that actually means when I say it. So I'm a white settler for generations on all sides of my family. Half of those roots are American, half are Canadian. I benefit from privilege associated with that family history. I'm white, so I don't walk through the world experiencing racism, and my family's benefited for generations from the wealth we accessed by buying and farming cheap land at the turn of the century. The land was stolen by the Canadian state. The land was stolen from Indigenous people, and it remains stolen. And because I'm white, I benefit from that theft. The reason that I wanted to get into that today is I want to take a few moments to honor Tina Fontaine. She was a young Indigenous woman from Red River, Manitoba, who was murdered in August of 2014 by a white man, who today was found not guilty for her murder. This comes in the wake of another white man who was found not guilty for the murder of Colton Bushy, a young Indigenous man. These not guilty verdicts prove the power of whiteness in this country and the power of colonial violence in this country. They reflect that Indigenous people are still not valued or safe under the rule of the Canadian government, and they prove that racism is alive and well in our justice system as well as all other aspects of Canadian society. To non-Indigenous folks listening, this is a moment where you are either going to stand up and take action for Indigenous people in Canada, or you're going to show your true colors by staying silent. It's a moment to listen, and it's a moment to take a back seat and uplift the voices of the marginalized. So with that, I want to play Sisters by Tribe Called Red, and Tina, rest in power.
Thank you. Sing, we will sing our own song.
that's Buffy St. Marie with Sing Our Own Song. Before that, you heard Sisters by Tribe Called Red, dedicated to Tina Fontaine, who was murdered in August of 2014, and the man who murdered her was found not guilty today. All right, up next on the show, I have a new release from Frank Ocean. It's going to be a completely different mood, so just to move on a little bit for the moment, enjoy this cover of Moon River by Frank Ocean.
I'm crossing you in style
someday. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after us.
Given the current political climate and the rising circulation of white supremacist, cis, heteropatriarchy discourse, platforms that extend feminist, critical race, trans, queer, and indigenous scholarship are essential to understanding the global contemporary political, geographic, and social climate. Ignite is a social justice undergraduate academic journal that is now taking submissions for its 8th volume titled Illuminating Discourse. This issue is inspired by Toni Morrison and will touch on intersectional experiences that affect how we navigate the world. They are accepting academic essays between 10 to 15 pages with MLA format. Email your submissions to igniteubc@hotmail.com by March 1st to be considered.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Lincoln Alexander was a Black Canadian who achieved much in politics. The child of Jamaican immigrants, he served in the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. He graduated from the Osgoode Hall Law School in 1953 and practiced at a number of firms for more than a decade. In 1968, he ran in Canada's federal election in the Hamilton West Electoral District. He won and became Canada's first Black Member of Parliament. He served 4 consecutive terms before stepping down in 1980. In 1985, he was appointed Lieutenant Governor of Ontario, becoming the first Black Canadian to hold a vice-regal position. Alexander passed away on October 19, 2012. In December 2013, Lincoln Alexander Day was made a law in Ontario and is held on January 21st. His wife, Marnie Beale Alexander, is currently working to make it a national holiday for Canada. This has been a Black History Month PSA brought to you by CITR.
Hello, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Madeline Taylor. And before the break there, you heard 2 moon-themed songs, one by Aura Kogan. That was a song called Moonbeam off of her most recent record, Crickets. She is an incredible Canadian artist who I would recommend you listen to. She's playing what I believe is a free show at the Lido in East Vancouver coming up in March. So if you want to get a chance to see her, head on down to the Lido. And you can find more information on Facebook. Before that was a brand new track by Frank Ocean doing a really lovely cover of Moon River. So up next, just the last PSA that I played for you there was about Black History Month. As most of you know, February is Black History Month. So I have a couple tracks to shine a spotlight on that. First of all, She Shreds is a fantastic magazine that focuses on women guitar players. I follow them on Instagram and a couple other platforms, and they've been doing an incredible series throughout Black History Month on Black women who were really influential in terms of creating rock and roll history and getting things going. And one of my favorite memes that I've sort of seen floating around during Black History Month is an illustration of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who is credited by a lot of people by really inventing rock and roll. She took a lot of gospel tunes and added distortion to the guitar tracks in a way that had never been done before, and the way that she was singing was completely new. And a lot of people like Elvis and Chuck Berry, all of those guys took cues from her work and then made it super famous. So shout out to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I suggest you do a Google to find out more about her. But the track that I wanted to play today is by a woman named Memphis Minnie, who is featured on She Shreds right now. So I'm just going to read a little excerpt to give you guys an idea of who she was. So she was born Lizzie Douglas in New Orleans, and she was playing on Beale Street sidewalks in Memphis by age 13. So she moved down south and joined the historic migration of African-American musicians to the north, eventually establishing herself in Chicago. So among some of her most famous songs is When the Levee Breaks, which was released in 1929, and a song that was famously reshaped by Led Zeppelin. If you, I mean, Most people have heard When the Levee Breaks on Zeppelin 4. It's just a thing, especially if you're a teenage boy from the suburbs in BC. But I want to play the original version by Memphis Minnie in honor of Black History Month. So this is When the Levee Breaks.
If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And the water gonna come, I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned, thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to care my troubles to. I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I worked on the levee, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
No! Lying down ain't easy, and everyone is pleasing. I can't get no relief. Living looks for the constant dedication, keeping the water and power on. There ain't no money left. Why can't I catch my breath? I'm gonna work myself to death.
That was Prado on Shoes on a Wire, and you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here at UBC. So that little set that we just did was was in honor of Black History Month. So before Prado, I played a track by the Alabama Shakes. And before that, I had a song by Memphis Minnie, who was the author of When the Levee Breaks, a track made famous by Led Zeppelin. If you're looking for more incredible content by Black women, especially Black women throughout history who are guitar players, She Shreds magazine has been doing a fantastic spotlight series on different folks who are super influential, especially when it came to the guitar. Very, very cool. All right, so the reason that I played a Prado track is because she was going to be opening for Princess Nokia tonight at Celebrities. Princess Nokia canceled two shows in November, and this was supposed to be the makeup concert, but I just checked on the internet, and she canceled again. She canceled again. Princess Nokia, you're killing us over here. If she's actually sick, I'm so sorry. I hope you get better soon. But I have this sneaking suspicion that it's a problem with the Canadian border, which would be all too typical and so frustrating and annoying. So if it's the border, you guys, just let her in. Like, what? She's just going to try to make some people happy, play some awesome music, and what's the worst that could happen? It's Celebrities. So, anyways, not going to Princess Nokia tonight, and neither are you. Sorry about that. An alternative plan is to go watch RuPaul's Drag Race, which has been airing every Thursday for the last few weeks. I think we're on episode 5 right now. Last week was Snatch Game, which if you are a Drag Race fan, you know that that is where we make or break all of our faves. And Ben de la Creme, man, she just is on a roll. I think we were 4 for 4 in terms of winning last week. So I'm glad that I picked her for my fantasy queen league. It's pretty fancy. Other events that are coming up this week. Man Up is the longest running drag king show in Vancouver. This is its 10th year running, and next month is going to be the 10 year anniversary show, which is incredible. But this Friday at the Cobalt, they are doing Hard to Be Soft. So if you're interested in tickets for that, you can still find them online. There's also Coconuts and Bananas, which is it's a club night that centers trans performers and DJs, and it's really fantastic. It's at the Odyssey. That's going to be on February 24th. And most importantly right now is Burger Go-Go, which is happening at the Rickshaw tonight. It's a really exciting tour that's happening, all kinds of artists on Burger Records. So tonight the lineup is the Coat Hangers, Death Valley Girls, the Flytraps, and Feels. And I actually, if you've been following any of my social media, I had 2 pairs of tickets to give away to each show. So, 2 tickets to give away to each show, 2 pairs in total. So there's 1 pair per show. The pair for tonight has already been claimed. So congratulations to the person who got those. But if you're interested in tomorrow night's show, again, this is at the Rickshaw. It's Burger A Go-Go. It's a traveling tour by Burger Records. You can go and see Dengue Fever, Winter, Summer Twins, and Roya. So just to put you in the mood, I have a track by LA band Feels. I saw them open for Bully at some point in 2016, and they blew my mind. I love that band, and I hope that all of you guys are going to go out and see them tonight at the Rickshaw. So this is Close My Eyes by Feels. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Dengue Fever with Seeing Hands. Although I have a secret to tell you guys, that was not the right band named Dengue Fever. It was a different one. So we all learned something there in the last few minutes. So thanks for going on that journey with me. But to be honest, I was into it. So that's why I let it play through. But the rock band Dengue Fever is going to be playing at the Rickshaw tomorrow night as part of the Burger A Go Go Music Festival or traveling concert series. They've been going all the way up the West Coast. They just played in Eugene, Oregon the other night. And yeah, it's going to be a real swell time. If you want to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's show, you should tweet at me because I have two tickets to give away. So you can tweet at Shoes on a Wire Pod in order to claim those tickets. Just tell me which of the bands on the lineup tomorrow night is your favorite. Who's your favorite? And then you get to go for free. It's a pretty good deal if I do so myself. Just a reminder, the people playing tomorrow night are Dengue Fever, Winter, Summer Twins, and Roya. So if you're interested in winning a pair of free tickets for Friday, February 23rd's show at the Rickshaw Theater in East Vancouver, tweet at me at Shoes on a Wire Pod and tell me who is your favorite band of those four bands. Thank you for listening so far to Shoes on a Wire today. I'm going to take a little break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you all about my Shiro of the Week. This is going to be a good one, so stay tuned for that.
Don't miss Beth Ditto, frontwoman of indie rock band Gossip, on March 28th at the Imperial. Ditto will be performing tracks from her debut solo album, Fake Sugar, with special guest Shun. Tickets are available now at livenation.com. Tambor Concerts and CITR present pop singer-songwriter from Australia, Betty Hu, on tour to support her latest release, The Valley. Come out Wednesday, February 28th, to see Betty Hu with special guests at the Imperial in Vancouver. Get tickets and more information at timbreconcerts.com.
CITR 101.9 FM and BC Black History Awareness present Black History Month. We're featuring stories about extraordinary Black Canadians. One such individual is Emma Stark, the first female Black teacher on Vancouver Island. For her parents to make it to BC, they faced incredible challenges as pioneers. Emma's mother, Sylvia Estes, was born into slavery in Clay County, Missouri. In 1958, Emma moved with her family to Canada, after alarm about the pressure from the South to make California a slave state. The family traveled with their herd of cattle through a storm so rough that they had to throw 40 horses overboard. Emma would have been just a toddler when she arrived on Salt Spring Island. At the age of 18, in August of 1874, Emma Stark was hired to teach in a one-room schoolhouse in the Cedar District, becoming the first female Black teacher on Vancouver Island with a salary of just $40 a month. She was a dedicated educator, even housing children that lived far away. This has been a PSA made in cooperation with CITR 101.9 FM and BC Black History Awareness. Are you here because of me? No, I am here because of your light. Planets reach for immortality.
That was Lee with Truth or Consequences off of their tape called Consent. And you know what? I'm wrong. That was an EP. It was off of an EP by Lee. The EP is called Truth or Consequences as well. But they just released their cassette Consent. So they're having a release show at Black Lab coming up pretty soon. So if you liked what you just heard from Lee, they're a fantastic local band. You should check it out. Give them a Google and find it on the internet. Before that, there was a track by another local band called Champion Lawnmower. The song was Teeth or Retirement, and that was off of their brand new cassette called Babies. All right, so we're coming to the end of our time together, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you very much. I've covered a little bit of challenging material this week, and I have one more thing to talk about before I get off air and before Democracy Watch comes on. So the last thing I want to do is talk about my Shiro of the week, and this week she is Emma Gonzalez. So Emma Gonzalez is a high school student. She is a senior, and she survived the mass shooting that happened at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on February 14th. 17 people were killed, students and teachers. And 2 days after the shooting, a group of students started the March for Our Lives movement. It's a movement that they have pushed on social media. They've been all over American national and international news sites, and they're gaining a lot of traction. They've spoken directly with representatives of the NRA. They've spoken directly with Marco Rubio, and they're really doing what they can to make a change in the states with its gun laws, all while dealing with PTSD, grief, and sudden chaos involved in being a public figure. So my heart is just with all of those kids right now in Florida, but particularly with Emma. If you may have seen photos of her, she's got a shaved head, and she's a person of color, and she's also the president of her school's Gay Straight Alliance. It's no surprise that a queer woman of color is at the forefront of this brand new student movement, and it's really inspiring to see her being so brave and using her smarts and her rage and her grief to try to fight for change. So to end the show today, I have a song by Sharon Van Etten. The song is called Not Myself, and it was originally written for the victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting, which is another mass shooting in the United States. This one targeted LGBTQ folks at a gay nightclub on a Latin night, and it killed, I think, about 50 people. It was really horrific. But this song is beautiful, and all of the proceeds go to those victims. So this is to finish things off and to honor Emma Gonzalez, who survived the Parkland, Florida shooting. This is Not Myself by Sharon Van Etten. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Democracy Watch. And thank you all again for listening to Shoes on a Wire. I will talk to you again next week.
And be yourselves in the ashes of the aftermath. Pray, call me, say you wash away worry. It's the call that you made out to me in the ashes of the aftermath. Pray, tell me something. Is there anything you show my heartbeat?
to